From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama called top congressional leaders to the White House today, where he urged quick action on his proposal to overhaul the nation's financial system. The president said he wants lawmakers to approve a Senate measure that would tighten oversight of Wall Street, including complicated financial instruments like derivatives that are blamed in part for collapsing some big banks and insurance companies.
If there's one lesson that we've learned, it's that a unfettered market where people are taking huge risks and expecting taxpayers to bail them out when things go sour is simply not acceptable.
However, some GOP lawmakers, including Senator Mitch McConnell, contend that is exactly what the administration is proposing. With a bank-subsidized fund that would prop up ailing banks, Republicans say the amount set aside would not be sufficient and would end up putting taxpayers on the hook for large bank failures. West Virginia's governor is asking coal miners to stop production this Friday in honor of their fallen co-workers. John Hingsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports the governor is signing an executive order to that effect.
The governor is calling this Friday a day of honor and mourning to give operators and miners an opportunity to focus on mine safety while mourning the 29 miners who died last week at the Upper Big Branch mine. Although the executive order will affect coal production, he expects operators of both union and non-union mines to comply.
We're asking every miner of the rank and file to get up and go to work. Do you go to every one of your shifts that day and commit yourself in honor of the fallen brothers that you have, that you will review all of your safety practices?
The governor says that immediate action is warranted to identify and remedy conditions in underground mines in West Virginia that create a risk of combustion or explosion. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
Israeli officials say Syria has been shipping Scud missiles to Hezbollah in Lebanon. The White House has expressed concern, but so far has no plans to give up on its attempts to improve ties with Syria. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the Obama administration has raised concerns with Syria about the alleged arms shipments to Hezbollah, which is on a U.S. terrorism blacklist.
We are obviously increasingly concerned about the sophisticated weaponry that is allegedly being transferred.
Syria denies transferring Scud missiles to Hezbollah. In response to the report, some Republicans on Capitol Hill are now threatening to hold up the confirmation of Robert Ford, the career diplomat nominated to be the first U.S. ambassador to Syria in 5 years. The State Department says it hopes to have the ambassador in Damascus soon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks racked up a fifth straight day of gains today, as stronger than expected corporate results and strong March retail sales numbers pushed the investor numbers higher. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 103 points. The Nasdaq gained 38 points today. This is NPR. In a remote area of China hit by yesterday's 6.9 magnitude earthquake, rescuers in some cases are reportedly digging with their bare hands as they try to reach those trapped beneath the rubble of collapsed buildings. China's state news agency says the quake and subsequent aftershocks, which hit a province in southwest China, believed to have killed nearly 600 people and injured hundreds of others. Footage on Chinese television showed bodies wrapped in sheets lying on the ground. The quake struck an area that is populated mostly by ethnic Tibetans. An Indian priest who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a teenage girl in Florida is serving in a parish in Italy. Attorneys say the Vatican has not taken action against Father Vijay, as he was known, 3 years after his plea. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Father Vijaya Bhaskar arrived in Bonifay, Florida in the summer of 2006, and within a few weeks, a 15-year-old girl accused him of touching her in a sexual way. The bishop of Pensacola, Tallahassee, contacted the Vatican, and a few months later, the priest pleaded guilty to aggravated assault. He agreed to leave the United States, return to India, and stay away from youth ministry for a year. The Florida bishop sent all the documents about the priest to the Vatican so that it could decide whether to defrock him. Documents suggest that the Vatican has not made any moves to remove the priest from ministry. Today, he is serving in a parish in Italy. The case illustrates how priests convicted of abuse can be transferred to another country where they can resume ministry with a clean slate. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices rose today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up $1.79 a barrel to end the session at $85.84 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.